K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, this is Dustin. How you guys doing?
Dustin, what's up?
Well, I'm calling because I had a date with a girl, and I haven't heard from her, and I just really need some help. I'm hoping you guys can, you know, get me in touch with her, basically. I know you guys are like a country station, and I don't really like listen to country music, but I know that you help people get hooked up, and I'm looking for the hookup.
Okay, then.
So, yeah. So, and basically the deal is this. I met her. The girl's name is Shayla. I met her on Match.com. This girl is fly. I saw her photo and I was like, dang, this is the one. Her profile just seemed right. Anyway, we traded numbers and we agreed to meet, right? So we went to Tumbleweed. And I got there first, you know, I want to like make that impression. So I'm there, I'm early, you know, I'm on time, I'm looking real good. And when Shayla walked in, man, I could tell that she was jocking me from the second she saw me, okay? I mean, the moment she saw me, it was like, bam, she's loving me. But then she apologized pretty early on, said she couldn't stay long, but I was cool with that. I was like, word, that's no problem. You know, basically sparks were flying. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're down.
And, you know, basically now she won't call me back and I don't know what's up. And so I'm just trying to figure it out. I've texted a couple times. I've called a couple times. I don't want to seem desperate, you know what I'm saying? But I basically said, okay, Dustin, call up the radio and let's have him help me out.
He wants a 411, Fry.
Well, I think we can get the lowdown for you if you can hold on a second. Did you say her name and all that? I didn't get it.
Yes, Shayla.
Shayla,
she's
okay.
She's fly.
She's fly. All right, well, hold on a second there, Dustin. We're going to put you on hold for a second. We'll get Shayla's number off the air. We'll call her and see what she's got to say about
all
you,
right,
man.
Do this.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So I guess, Dustin, there was some chemistry, you said, right? Like sparks flying?
Yeah, there was chemistry. We were breaking bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, we were cooking up, if you know what I mean. Yes.
I get the gist of it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, hold on a second here. I'm going to push the last couple digits of her number, so be real quiet, all right?
Okay.
Digits. Hi, is this Shayla?
This is Shayla.
Hi, Shayla. It's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good, good. Is this a good time to chat with us?
To chat with me?
Yeah.
If you don't mind.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What are we going to chat about?
Well,
yeah,
love you guys. I can't believe you're calling me.
That's kind of why we're here. We got a phone call from somebody asking for some help pertaining to you.
Help pertaining to me.
They thought you was the real deal, bro.
Very fly. There were sparks.
Oh no.
Yeah, Dustin called us. He asked us to reach out because he was very interested in you, but hasn't really.
Oh,
yeah.
Poor thing.
Poor
he
thing.
He sounded kind of cute. I mean, he was, I don't know, kind of hip.
What's your take?
I don't know how I can. I don't know how I can help you. Help me right now.
Just tell us what happened.
Well, we met on Match.com, and then we got along on the internet and decided to meet in person, and we went out to Tumbleweed, and he told me that he would be easy to recognize.
Okay.
And so I'm thinking that he'll look like his pictures. And so I'm looking around the bar for, you know, a 45-year-old guy who, you know, looks neat and tidy and normal like he does on the Match.com profile.
Wait, he said he was 45?
Yeah, he said he was 45.
Oh. Okay. Just wondering. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to tell someone's age, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, but he said he was 45. And so anyway, he's nothing like he looked like on his profile.
Oh, was he heavier or
was
older?
Was it fake pictures?
Yeah. Something like that.
Maybe it was the outfit. It just, he's so, like on the profile, he's wearing like, you know, like a plaid shirt, like button down.
And yeah.
So in the bar, though, he's got on like a leather jacket over a white T-shirt with gold chains.
Nuh-uh.
Uh-huh. and his hat is on backwards, and his pants drooping.
Was he like a rapper?
Like falling off. No, let me finish. He takes off his jacket, and then he's wearing a wife beater. And, yeah, and he has these weird tattoos on his arms, and he's talking really low, and I just realized I made a huge mistake and can't wait to get out of there.
What? Wow. What do you look like? Who do you, I mean, what was he trying to do?
I don't know. I think I'm having a hard time believing it, but I swear to you, he's dressed like Justin Bieber.
Whoa. Hold on. Hold on.
Yeah, Shayla, that's
Biebs.
That's the Biebs.
Come on, girl.
Oh.
Come on. Why are you doing me like this? I thought we had something. Didn't we have something?
We had a few emails.
Okay, and let me just put this on record, okay? I'm feeling the Biebs, okay? I'm all
what?
About the Biebs. And a lot of people say, a lot of the babes, a lot of the ladies, they say I look just like him, okay? But, and you know, I mean, to be honest, I'm a fan. You know, my real name is Ray, but I changed it to Dustin because it kind of, you know, it sounds a little bit like Justin, you know, and
wow.
I thought that was kind of dope. But, I mean, you know, I'm really surprised that basically you're like saying I have weird tattoos. What do you mean weird tattoos? All of my tattoos look right on me. They accentuate my biceps and everything. Like, I don't know what exactly your problem is. Maybe you just don't like tattoos, but maybe you just don't like labor. You know?
Yeah. On your profile, it said no tattoos.
No. That's a mistake if it said that. That's not right.
Now, are they real or are they temporaries?
Oh, they're real. All the ink is real, homie. Yeah, I believe it.
Shayla, do you have any kids? Do you have kids?
Yeah, I've got a 14-year-old daughter who is a believer.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
You know what? No, look. I'm not saying that I look like the little kid Justin Bieber, the little tween. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the man that you see now. You've seen him on TMZ. You've seen him.
Justin.
He's got no shirt. He's sagging. He's got that bling. He's got the tattoos. I mean, listen, I got it all, you know? And I got a little attitude also. And I'm not afraid to use it, just like the beat, okay? So.
Oh, my God. I think I need, like, more mature men in my life than this. You tell lies and
more mature.
Like Justin Bieber and change your name.
Okay, fine. All right, I get it. Well, you're missing out.
No,
you're missing out. I mean, believe me, you'll never get the real Bieber, you know, but I'm right here.
Now, I gotta ask you, Dustin or Ray, how old are
Dustin.
You?
Dustin,
I'm sorry. How old are you?
I'm 45. Yeah, I'm 45.
For real?
45.
For real.
Most people don't joke about being 45.
This is true.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay, but I don't care about that. Age is it's nothing to me. It's just a number. It's nothing.
That's like the only probably true thing he's...
Well, I don't know how we can fix this, Fry, but I think we have to at least... attempt.
We can throw it out there for you guys. We're more than welcome to provide you with a limo and send you guys out to dinner for a second date, but you both have to agree and it has to be with each other. Silence.
Crickets.
No, thank you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, whatever. Fine. No, I mean, look, you can't, you're not feeling my style, so I don't want to waste my time with someone like you anyway, so whatever.
All right.
Okay, Dustin, is that a peace out?
For real.
Shayla, thanks for your time.
Thank you. Good morning.